Day 12 of the war on Iran brought a flurry of activity at the United Nations. The UN's Emergency Relief Coordinator, Tom Fletcher, kicked things off with a briefing early Wednesday morning.
I want to start by saying that we're living through a moment right now of grave peril. Across the Middle East, we're seeing these crises escalate rapidly and increasingly collide in dangerous ways. We're seeing violence reverberate across borders. Displacement, economic shocks, soaring humanitarian needs. And we're seeing the consequences spread faster than we can respond.
Fletcher was speaking to reporters in Geneva shortly before a series of meetings of the Security Council at UN headquarters in New York. The first Security Council meeting was focused on the situation in Lebanon, where Israel has been ramping up military actions while the Iran-backed Hezbollah launches rockets at Israel and Israel bombs the suburbs of Lebanon's capital. Fletcher spoke at that meeting as well.
As a result of the region's latest war and following months of violence, we've watched the humanitarian crisis in Lebanon intensify with alarming speed, with civilians on both sides of the blue line once again paying the heaviest price. Casualties continue to mount. Over 570 people reported killed, over 1,400 injured since the 2nd of March.
The humanitarian crisis there has grown as hundreds of thousands of people flee the crossfire, with nearly a million people displaced. The U.S. representative to the UN, Mike Waltz, blasted Hezbollah's attacks on Israel and voiced support for Israel's right to defend itself. He gave a message to the Lebanese people that was reminiscent of calls President Donald Trump has made in recent months to the people of Iran, Venezuela, and Cuba.
We urge our friends in Lebanon to not let this moment slip away. Our message is clear. Take your country back. And we are all too happy to apply the time and treasure necessary to do that.
Israel's representative defended Israel's actions in Lebanon.
Today, as we speak, there are only two options on the table. Either the Lebanese government takes real action to restrain Hezbollah, or Israel will use its strength to dismantle this terrorist organization. There are no other options. You know, we can meet and talk in Akora, wherever you want, but not while Hezbollah is sending missiles into Israel.
The Security Council also held a separate meeting on the war in Iran. There, it passed a resolution condemning Iran's attacks on the Gulf states as a violation of international law and a serious threat to international peace and security. The resolution, put forward by Bahrain, passed on a vote of 13-0, with China and Russia, both allies of Iran, abstaining. The Council also rejected an alternative resolution by Russia calling for a general ceasefire. The votes show Iran's increasing isolation and broad support for the Gulf states, but the Council failed to unite around a broader plan to de-escalate the conflict. And so, the war grinds on at a cost of $1 billion a day, along with its ripple effects on crises across the region and the world. The UN's relief coordinator, Fletcher, is calling for stronger action, including protections for civilians and humanitarian workers. He's also worried about the broader effects of the war.
Across the crises on which we work, whether it's Gaza, Sudan, or in Ukraine, we're seeing these bad practices move between crises. The bad actors are actually discovering newer ways to kill and learning from each other new ways to kill. And we're struggling to keep up with that innovation in killing.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.